start standing the psyche for winter's man. This one is a lot of time for all different avoiders. Want the psyche. Today, the Dafayomi, today is Sanhedrin Tzadik Tes. I'm wrong in the blood, but this is where I'm holding it. Well, I think it's a tzaddik test. So there's a gemara there. Chofetz Chaim, I think 10 times in his Sforim, brings down this gemara. But it says, tzaddik test on the base. It's a test on the base, but I think tzaddik test on the base. Odom la'omol yulot. Ve'adayin eini yoideya. אם לאומול בלוחו או לאומול פה. כשהוא אומר אוכף אולוב פיו, הרי אומול פה אומול. ועדיין איני יודע אם לאומול שיחו או לאומול תאירו. כשהוא אומר פיו, הרי אומול תאירו. חפץ חיים says, בסבור את הגבור, אודם לאומול יולוד, ועדיין איני יודע אם לאומול מלוכה, אם לאומול פה. שנאמר באוכף עליו פיו, ועדיין איני יודע אם לאומול תירו או לאומול שיחו. חפץ חיים says, there's no suffix. And this gemara means כפשוטו, as it says בחפץ חיים. A person was brought down to this world not for enjoyment. For enjoyment, Hashem will send us straight to Gan Eden. We're in this world to work. Kedei lekabel tuschar. I will not be nahama bekisufu. It doesn't mean that we have to have kavone when we work al manas lekabel schar. But the yisayid of b'riya sarilo, the reason Hashem created the world is la'omol yulot. Then you could have had a philosophy. Hashem wants people to enjoy. The goyim think a person is born to enjoy, and most people don't enjoy the kasher. Most people, even if they have good stuff, they suffer somewhere. Right? So when you clear a person who was born, created for enjoyment or not for enjoyment. But like Moses says, Adam la'om al yulot. The purpose of a person created in this world is la'om. ועדיין איני יודע, זאת החפץ חיים, לאומול מלוכה או לאומול פה, to do my simtoivim, or to serve Hashem with his mouth. What Hashem wants? A good yid, a ערך יד, there's a lot of good stuff. כשהוא אומר כאכף אולוב פיו, הרי אומול פה אום. We're not, the עיקר is not the my simtoivim, the עיקר is אומול פה. ועדיין איני יודע אם לאומול שיחו או לאומול תאירו. Yeah, well, with the mouth, he could be mekarev, rechoiki. He could do chesed. He could help so many people with his mouth. Zog the gemara in the name. Lo'omol tocha. That is the purpose that a person was created. And it's not easy. But that is the truth, Chafetz Chaim says. Maybe some people would not want to hear it. Maybe some people would not want to understand it. I was mekabel, I think, from a Rav Shach. So some people will say, when they hear this gemara, it's a gemara, it's nice with the top, it's a chesed, it's a test, but it's near, for sure. I'm not cut from learning. All of my life I will learn. It's not shayach. I can't. I could. People have different excuses where exactly they're standing in life. Shach said all of the excuses will be accepted, maybe. If a person, when he was a bachur and he didn't have different tildes, he taka was amal batayah. So I can't stay learning all of my life. I need the support. I can't live poor. All different, again, Hashem will decide if the excuses are true or not. That is a bazunda discussion. But when the years that you're a bacher, and you're not working anyway, at least most bacher, yeah? points made. What chutzim that, yeah? What a bacher could do already. You don't have an answer. So if you will come to the Shomayim, and you will answer eventually, the reason that I did it was, I needed my family, my wife couldn't live poor, I couldn't live poor, it was not lemaisa for me. All these excuses, if there will be excuses, is when the hours that you could, you didn't do it. The person comes to the Shemayim and says, you know why I did to the Yidden? Because I was a soldier in the army and this is what the people had to do. So it's not my fault that I did, that I killed. You know, this is what the goyim answered the whole time. So it's brought down on the Sforim, Hashem will tell them, yeah, but when you're in the room and you gave that Yidden extra patch, no one told you to give that patch. So everything what you did is not because someone told you that you have to do it. Lovely say, Hashem, you never gave us mitzvahs, so He gives them a sukkah. And the vayat v'yoytzes, Hashem tells them, you see, you didn't keep mitzvah sukkah, one mitzvah I gave you. So the goyim say, it was son, it was chamam, it's now potom in a sukkah. But no one told you to give a kick. So a person has to know that the Tachlis Abriya is Torah. Tachlis Abriya is Torah. Tachlis Abriya is Torah. When we're in it, we don't have the Akore. We don't have the Arocho. I have a Talmud, his name is Adam. He just flew in Motzei Shabbos. Landed, gave an afternoon out to live with me for 3 hours, and he went back. And he went back. Hashem helped him to do a lot of business. He felt that he didn't learn for a year as Sugya Commission Tzorich. He came for 3 hours. We started to learn. I was late. We lived for 3:30 till 6. And he left. He told me no. The Yitzhak Hora tells me now I realize. Every time I do something, you give more tzedakah, like this, you feel you're a yid. He says, I learned now for 2.5 hours, Yevamos. Nesel, not Nesel, yeah, Yitzach, yeah, Yitzach. He says, I feel Jewish. Like it's okay, I do all the mitzvahs. When you're out of it, you don't realize that that is the truth. Because, Odom la'omol yulo, ve'eini yoidea im la'omol peh, im la'omol ma'ise, so this is Be'etzim or Avodah. What I'm saying again, it doesn't make a difference if a person, and this is Be'etzim the key for that Tzloche, Be'etzim Hashem, everyone will stay in Teir, will become a Talmid Chochem, him or the line. But now, the winter Zman that is coming, there's nothing stopping us from taking this Zman and bringing it to be a Shekua and Lektzach and learning. And that is the measurement. This is what Rebbeinu Shlom wants. I spoke out, I want a little bit to be marchim in it. That Seder HaAvodah is Be'etzim Yomim Neroim. And then the winter comes. Yomim Neroim finish with Hoshana Rabbe and Simchas Torah. What is the Pshat Hoshana Rabbe and Simchas Torah? It's brought down in the Sforim. That, what is Hoshana Rabbe? That's when a person goes all of the sukkahs with the lulav and the esrog and the hadassim and the arovis and he surrounds. There's a lanuim, there's a kofris. The esrog is connected to tzadik, yeshloi tam v'reach, the lulav is yeshloi tam v'enloi reach, the tmorim. Hadassim have a smell, v'enloi tam. And the arovis is gosh. And this is klal yisrael. We together. We take the tzaddik, we take the rosh, this is our psiche to Yom Kippur, al da'as ha'mokim, v'al da'as ha'kol, onu matirim lehispalel ima avaryon. Together! Hispalel ima avaryon. Don't forget, they have to be together. So, shteyde, you know, noch arz, the lulav and the hadassim are tied together, the esrog, how much you do kiro, but not too stark. Yeah, but that is a bazunder shmuz, yeah? That, you know, you're going to help near, but not to be together with the Rosh Hashanah, not to be tied together with the Rosh Hashanah. the tzaddik has to be. But yeah, but this is the bezum l'shmuz and kiruv. Not the point. Now, this is the whole sukkah. After 7 days, when a yid is makir the ribbono shel olam, we drop the lulav, we drop the esrog, we drop the aravos after 7 times. Chaymes yericho, it falls down after 7 times, and we take the aravos. And the answer we know: mamzer talmid chochem koydem le koyin gadol amaravos. Every yid, doesn't make a difference in what madrege he is, has a mokim by the ribbono shel olam. Person doesn't have to think who I am, what it is, Chabnishkin Kirchis, I'm a nobody, I don't have a chance. You take the Arabis, I'll just be magnum. You know, we're living in a day and day. This is a day and day, right as Yeridas and Dayas, Mitzad Echot. Mitzad Sheni is so much Torah that Klal Yisrael for years never had so much Torah. I'm not only speaking about so much good bachur, I'm not speaking about so much yeshivas. I'm speaking about exposing in the old days. We learned Yevamos. It was the first kind of kovitz that came out in Yevamos. It was maybe 4 Rebbe Chonons in the Ganze Bis Medrash. You had Alte Gemoras. Today, Oyez Vahodo, all different kinds. I'm not speaking about art schools living there, yeah? I'm speaking about regular Gemoras. Everything is accessible. Everything is happening. Nothing hard. Nothing. It's all over the place. But if we think out a second, when the war finished and people came back with no clothes, nothing, and people became yush tamidei chachamim out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Yes, I was sitting in my house late by night, and I was writing. Shashira came to visit me for something. I'm talking about using a pen, not ever writes on computers. I said, I don't know how to use a computer. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Kosher and management, the kosher phone. Yeah. If I need my wife's emails, well, I don't know how to do it. I just don't know how to do it. She told me, you can. It's fine. Without a computer, you can. I said, it's interesting. I think I'm keeping it managed. He was like so convinced, if you don't have a computer, there's no way you do so. You can't. It's not that Kibegan managed to write. Rashi managed to write Chidush Mila on the computer. But we managed. People came out of nowhere and became huge Tamidei Chachamim, huge Rosh Hashivas, huge Chasidus. People that came out, 5 people came out. A Rebbe, 5 Chasidim, yeah? They could have 2. To say no, I said it's not the lunch. Without limit. The same way, people came without money, they became multi-millionaires. Today, people don't see it that you know that you become yeshiva and you become a Talmid Chacham. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave more siyat and ishmael when Klal Yisrael were in down. So Hashem made it much easier to people just to grow. But it doesn't mean that every person. There's no reason that these people have more chances from us. And this is Be'etzim the Arava that Klal Yisrael take. And the Shana Rabba. This is Be'etzim before the Gemara Chasima. This reason is called Hoshana Rabba, Loshim Rav. But it's the first Tanai in the Hoshana Rabba after you take the Aravas and you beg them down. What is the point that you take the Aravas and you beg them down? That sloch of a person in every place that he is to become the biggest, if he's masking to mevata himself completely. That is the key. This, every year I buy these big arovas, you know, they sell them. This year I was very busy in the arovas. I bought like very small ones. So my kids asked me, you know, every year we have the biggest ones in shul. What happened now? I said, I didn't feel when I banged the Arovas with the big ones, I could manage to feel like I'm a nobody. I said, for sure, the big Rebbe's no. With the big Arovas, to feel nobody. Said, I'm not holding there. So I want to feel like manage like a never, like with small little Arovas to bang, and I manage to feel like I'm a nobody. But that is Be'etzim. Don't think I'm manage holding in these places. I convince myself I'm like this, I get to these places. But Be'etzim, that is Be'etzim the key. First key of the Arovas. This is the reason Klal Yisrael, when they finished Shana Rabbah, that night starts in Simchas Torah. Be'etzim, when a person is holding in that madrege, Simchas Torah be'etzim is a schol in the end. Shlomo HaMelech made it a sim because he got the koyach to start. When a person is in that point, and he understands it doesn't make a difference what koyches I have. I could be a nobody. But I'm deciding, I'm shtelling zu. There's no me. Not busy about myself. I want to grow and I'll do everything what I could do to grow. He will become the biggest Talmid Chacham. And here is the Simchas Torah that happens. And we start Bereishis, the Yeshivas take a week, the rest, back to Yeshivas. But Be'etzim, that is the Ascholah. And we are standing in the Ascholah. This is the Ascholah. Puluk. Pashas Nach was this week because this is the way it worked out. But Be'etzim, this is the Ascholah. And this is the Siyata Dishmaya. And if a Bochur decides, I want to grow, I'm taking this winter's man and I'm growing. First, this has to decide now, and what will be when the winter will finish, if I'll go to work one day or not. Don't let the Yitzchol. Now you have this winter. And you have Yevamos. Yevamos has a huge mile. It's hard and it's easy. It's hard because the longest is hard again. Yeah, they should not, they should not. The more you get in, it gets a little bit complicated. But it's only the first 3 weeks that it's hard. Because after you start to get into Yevamos, you have what to think about. A lot of Masechtas, it's hard to be Lek Tzacharayim. In Yevamos, it's hard. So you have what to do Friday Shabbos. But it's easy, you know, you don't know what to do sometimes. You see a guy in Shtibach, he doesn't know what to do. He starts to take that swear. He doesn't know what to do. Nebach. He doesn't know what to do at Ben Azdari. Yevamos, you don't have that. Even a guy does not such a unique guy has a blood to learn. Yeah? Either way, you have what to do. But he decides, I'm going to do this winter. This is an aleph list. I'm saying, I would say this Musa without explaining the Shayo Shayom. First, Baruch Hashem, Choshev and Bochim are here. But also, I think it's important for people to know that say the Ravoida, the aleph list of Ravoida, but more from that. It's Take Yom Kegoli. It's taki a bereishis dekitzai. It's not the pshat, pum. It's kivyochol aschola is a siyata dishmaya, a special siyata dishmaya for a person that wants to start from fresh. Now, as Bogdan and Sforim, another Indian, that why is Shana Rabbe busy with the Arobis? What is the yisrael of the Arobis be'etzim? We know that the Moshe, they pick the esrog off a tree Shavuos time, they ship it to America, nice, biggest oigim, with a peat and yellow. Then the Lulavim, I think in the summer they take off, the Adasim also, it's fast. The Arobas, they take off, especially the Tzodik Arobas, they take it off a couple of days before Sukkot. But after 3 days, the Arobas lose the whole Sukkot. Arobas can't stay without water. That's right, could stay for months. Klal Yisrael anim shol tada arova. Vayelchu shloishis yomim veloi motzu mayim en mayim elo toiro omad moishe vetigenem shiukurim batoiro b'sheni b'shabes v'chamishi b'shabes. 3 days without water, Klal Yisrael. A lot of people think that they are Esrei. They learned. The good boys, I learned. They don't realize a yid is like a arov. When you don't learn, you're nobody. You look terrible. You don't see it. Your neshama is nowhere. Vayelchu, this is what the Gemara says. And mayim elo toiro. And this was the chet of Klal Yisrael. Omar Moshe v'tigelen will not be 3 days without toiro. And it's in every level, on the same level. A yid needs it. This is the metzias. That's the reason Chazal say the Esrog is named Lelev, the Lulav is the Abud HaShedro, the Adas of the Enayim, and the Arobas is the Peh. Adam lo omol yulad. This is be'etzem klal Yisrael. Nimshal t'darov ha'anach l'imai. So you're right, doing sukkahs, really it's nimshal to the rosha. But then we drop the esrog, lulav. Klal Yisrael takes all of them, and the esrog is the yid. But we take the arovas and the emishan and again, we understand that our ikar koyaches, chetzifas in learning, shkias in learning, how Rabbi Akiva told the papas, dogim shebayam, without water we die. Told them, but the rolls will kill you. But he said, well, without Torah we will die. We can't without Torah. I can't be without Torah. He said, but the rolls will kill you. I said, but we can't. If a person, he'd be called Tzomer L'chul HaMayim, if a person will understand that the same way a person needs water to drink, that a harvest needs water, and without that is no tzura, when he understands that, then he's ready for Kabbalah Satoyah. This is Ma'atzim, the two in Yonim, Evo Yishan HaRabah, maybe these things will have to be said before Yishan HaRabah, to know the Avodah, we'll know it for next year. But these are Ma'atzim, I'm saying, Al-Derech HaPshat Korev L'Soyd. But I'm not even saying the Tifa, I'm just saying Mamash, the easy Mahalchim, and the Yom HaYishayinitz, the Kavonis that you think B'Shas the Yishayinitz. And then comes Simchas Torah. When a person gets to these two Musogim, he gets to the Simchas Torah. He's Zeichet to the Kabbalah Torah. So the Bochur is standing. I want to tell you this. And it's a big Yisrael. It's a big Yisrael. This Balabos told me, he just took a plane, as you know. He called me, I'm on a plane, I'll be there. He arrived earlier in the morning, but he said he knew the first day is man, the Olam comes to Chavrusa, so he didn't want the shter. So what he did, I don't know, but Lama Shara. So he said that his time came, but he remembers, he told me the Shmuz, at the beginning is man Yevamos, and he said, and he finished Masechta Yevamos. Said he doesn't know what he learned the last year. What he learned again, Eshesach, and Imamish, the Holy Homos came back. It's a Musik. A Bacher will finish this man. In 5 months will be after this man. I'm going to go home. A Bacher could take these 5 months, I'm saying in every Zman is like that. But in the winter especially, there's nothing there in the winter. Bocha decides now, he's not going away for Shabbos. I'm not saying he has decided the whole Zman, this Hanukkah. At least 5 weeks. Say, so learning one of the week after a week. Steiging, growing. Why not? That was Bocha and Panovich. Lel Shabbos, no one went to sleep. I'm saying that. No one went to sleep. You learned till the morning. The Shvach Bochum Daven Lasikim. The good guy, Daven, not in Yeshiva, but 8 o'clock, yeah. Everyone. The weather of Gershon's house was chanting, not even to stay up. And I remember the race was, when I was a Bochum Panovich, to sit in your place on Shabbos, I'm sorry to say it, you know. And the race was who doesn't go to the bathroom anymore. Yeah. This was the race, an official race, yeah? Like, you know, it was about Kibizianis, you had to get up after 2 hours to be excused. And that's it, Mutar Al Pi Halacha. I just remember sitting there suffering. That's what I remember. but that was the Kina Seifer. That was the Kina Seifer. I learned Brachas. The Brachas was like, Brachas. All the simonim. This was like my earning Shabbos. And most of the boys, they ate in yeshiva. My table was the only table that we sang smirnas. The other ones rushed to go back to be smirnas. We let ourselves to sing smirnas with the Shabbos. We learned 10, 12 hours. That was the nice part. This was the winter. 2 o'clock at night, Reb David came into the Beis Medrash. So the morning. But that was the tzul of a Beis Medrash. And everyone could do it. And I'm telling you, it's 5 months, it's a short time. If you do it after 5 months, you feel like a different person. I'm saying, there's masechtas that it's hard to do it, because there's not enough material, at least you think that there's not enough material. You learn a choylet, you can learn a perek habon gamliel, Shabbos, beir, you can chazer, another perek. It's so you can decide you want to go over the whole curve, it's all this. There's so much more to decide if you want to chaparai. Mamish have zman, 5 months. 5 months, and to become a different person. I'm saying, we just started 2 days ago. Has Allah Tchilas Azman yet? That's not called the Bill Azman yet. We're Mamish holding a Tchilas Azman. If we decide now, we're doing it with the Katz Shtar, right? We will have this Zman, a fest Azman. Remember, Arove. And then you're growing in a generation that it looks like that, you know, the one that was successful, the kids will be successful, the other ones don't have a chance. This is the way it looks. Look, that it's very hard to break in. You decide, you do it, nefesh ameilu ameilu lo yedir, Rashi brings down. And that Gemara, Omar, nefesh ameilu ameilu lo yedir, and that Gemara. The Gemara says, if a person, the Rashi, is Omar b'toiro, ha-toiro oileches mitchanenes le-boiro le-galois lo-isoide ha-toiro. The Toiro goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, u-mitchanenes le-boiro le-galois lo-isoide ha-toiro. This is Teiru HaKdoisha. This is Chanani Bevakosh. This is the Rashi. So if a person, as Hashem, will take on himself to grow, to take this Zman Choyref, to shtay, to change, in 5 months you will feel so good. But if not, when we will meet in 5 months, the person will be going back home, will say to himself, such a such a baltashas. We'll not speak about it in the middle. We'll meet in 5 months. You know, another zman passed. And you can go home with 2 full suitcases, yevamos, winter zman. Come and live in Madrid. That's the shame. That's the end of the shame.